Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying life purpose, ministering the gospel. In this session, we're looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 7, taking out the trash. That verse, 1 Thessalonians 4, 7, it reads simply, "For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness." God has called Christians to purity and to holiness. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, down to verse 16. "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you by at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" Holiness means to be set apart, different, not stained by the garbage of the world. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. Has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." This is critical. It speaks to the difference between eternal grace and daily grace. It must be a daily process. Praise the Lord for his mercy in Christ. 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." A godly life results from a love of God so deep that it affects our desire to please him. It's about a love response versus a legal requirement. Let me give you three areas of life that can help us be pure. First is the area of our thoughts. Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." What we see, what we hear, what we think will come out in our actions. Guard the doorway to your soul. Why? Because impure actions begin with impure thoughts. So the first area is the area of our thoughts. The second is the area of our speech. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 down to verse 35. "Either make a tree good and its fruit good, or else make a tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. What we talk about is a clear reflection of our heart's accumulation. A Christian's speech should be noticeably different than non-Christians. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. And he delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. I mean, Sodom, what a place it was. Sodom had been totally overrun with homosexuality. It says that when the two angels showed up at Lot's house, it says the men, young and old, from all quarters of the city came to his door wanting to have sexual relations with those two angels, those two men. They didn't know they were angels. What we say not only affects our own purity, but also the purity of those who hear us. And then third is the area of our actions. We have the area of our thoughts, the area of our speech, and the area of our actions. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 25. Now the works of the flesh are evident. This is quite a list, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, all of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. What we do with our bodies and how we behave indicates our walk with God. It indicates our walk, whether it's in the Spirit or in the flesh. We are commanded to respect our bodies, to please God, to glorify Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We don't belong to ourselves. When we put our faith in Jesus, our trust in Jesus, we belong to Him. Physically, spiritually, and in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. Listen, can others see you different from those who do not know Christ? Can they see there's a difference in your life? Is there anything in your thoughts, your speech, or actions which is not pleasing to God? Which area? Well, basically, what trash needs to be taken out? You answer those questions, and you have a great day.